We just didn't know we was messing up by not coming meeting you folks. So.
All right. Okay, we'll see you May 14th.
All right. Thank you so much.
Speak case number 1817, vacation rental, Sean and Brenda Porter. Applicants requesting approval of Division 3 special use permit for the ability to utilize existing home at 392 Foggy River Road, Hollister, Missouri, for nightly rental. Foggy River Road's one in Hollister. Take Acacia Club down, and then you get on River Point Road to get to Foggy River. And the home is right there in that location. I can go to the map and show you.
On down, isn't it?
Actually, there's some buyouts, I think, on both sides of that.
If it'll pull up. Yeah, there we go. You'll see these blank lots here. Randy knows because they have to mow them. We actually start back up in here. They're listed as Taney County. That's one. That's one. That's one. I think we had three in a row here. And then you come down and it's... Yeah.
You know that big little log house that County Board's built down
right
there?
Here.
Did that get flooded away?
No, it's right...
You mean the old Johnny Morris house?
Yeah. Here.
Yeah.
It's right there.
That lady had just come in and did all that, and then that next year flooded.
It's right there.
Where's the application? Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to give a quick overview?
It used to be owned by Rick, somebody that worked for the phone company.
I'm sorry, what? You want to give a quick overview?
Well, the plan is to use it for a family vacation home, and then when it's not used for that, just nightly rental.
And you have a local company picked out to manage it? Or?
I have plans on having one. I haven't contracted someone yet.
Okay. And do we have a buffer zone that was... Or a buffer plan that was submitted with this
buffer
one?
Plan. I had to look in the file. I cannot remember.
We discussed arborvitaes.
Yep, we did, because I can't keep them all straight how many we got. But yeah, we discussed. I showed him some ideas in the back, and then he's going to have us one for your public hearing.
Okay, yeah, just be sure that you have something.
No, the dock is washed away.
Oh.
I have to get with Presley about a new dock.
Rocky Presley.
Rocky Presley, yeah.
Corps of Engineers.
I spoke with him, and he said it should be no problem.
Okay.
It's not on Taney Como.
Any other comments or questions? May 14th, public hearing.
Thank you.
Thanks for your patience this evening.
Then we've got case number 1819, Dock Parking, Lot 21, Lake Style LLC, Representative Eddie Wuth. Applicants requesting approval of Division 3 permit for the development of dock parking for a new 12 to 25 slip boat dock located at Happy Hollow Road, Blue Eye. If you remember, this is our triangular lot on Happy Hollow. Our other application that came through tonight's down here. It's this lot here. It's actually two lots.
I think he just wanted on 21.
Yeah, just 21. That's why it's named Lot 21. So it's this lot here. They both pulled up because the assessor has them joined together.
Are you going to split them apart eventually?
What it is, on that diagram that he's got there, he's got, I believe it's a, isn't it a treatment facility there on the west half of that, or the west quarter?
It shows a shared septic field.
Yeah.
Proposed.
And then
proposed.
That's going to be out of it. And then there where you see the cleared area, that is a present boat dock parking lot.
Yeah. I think we looked at that. I think we...
You approved 22.
Yeah.
And then 21's a lot that they're asking to expand.
What he wanted to do is the entrance that comes in on 22, he wants to take it and go into that part of 21 and then put his parking there. That's what he's wanting to do.
Not add any more entrances then.
No, it'll be used the same entrance, so there won't be another one on the road.
Why does this have to come before the board?
Following protocol, as 22 came before the board. I'm just going by the past protocol.
I was wondering.
You guys approved 22.
Yeah, so I was wondering
same
about
plan.
That. Is people that own the dock, if they pay to park, if they don't pay to park?
No, it's a... Dave, the way these are set up with the Corps is that parking lot is under the ownership of the Boat Dock Association.
There you go. That's why it's got to
and,
come through.
And it's mandatory by the Corps. We do a lot of these in Stone County. So, like in Stone County, we have to do soil erosion plans, layout plans, grading plans, and all that has to be done engineering-wise to submit one.
Supposed to come out and look for arrowheads.
Yeah. But... you know, there's no requirements here, but that's what has to happen at the end. Really, the only restriction that the Corps got is that you provide a parking lot with an easement to it that's adequate to serve the dock. Everything else is county regulations.
Usually, in some county, when you plat a new subdivision, you plat for the parking. Yeah. That's part of the plat. Here, there's such old plats, it didn't have any.
And in Stone County, you got to present the inspection by the Corps. That's not a requirement here, but you know, because the Corps goes and looks at every one of these to give their permission.
To
The
Corps will have to approve it too.
He's already got the inspection.
Okay. All right.
It's just a matter of coming here to get the approval if he's willing to do that.
Pretty plain, simple. May 14th.
Okay.
Thanks, Eddie.
I'll just wait because I got the next one too. So
running off. It's RV storage, Dave Foraker, Maps Enterprise, LLC. Applicants requesting approval of a Division 3 permit to develop Branson Extreme RV and boat storage on a 5.18-acre parcel located at 745 Reinhardt Road, Branson. If you go down Reinhardt, right here is where it tees. Reinhardt goes left, or Sherry View goes left, and it turns into Beedler down there to the right. If you know where that big water tower is on Reinhardt, it's right here.
One Dave Young built for.
That's by, owned by District 3.
Yeah, that's owned by District 3.
Yeah.
Dave Young, that was his
he
property.
He built it there. And signed it over to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that parcel's right there, and they're wanting to turn it into RV and boat storage.
What they're wanting to do here is they're wanting to put two buildings kind of right out front along the highway there, and these little, if I remember right, they're 40 by 120 buildings.
I've got that in his file, yeah.
And then over on the west side, they want to put one there. Then that will pretty well screen the property. And they want to put a wood fence or chain link, oblique, you know, fence in there with barbed wire on top, keep everybody out. And then they want to use the RV and the boat storage, some outside of that, inside the buildings, you know, in a, behind the buildings.
Like on a parking lot, or?
Yeah. That's what they're wanting to do.
Outside storage.
Huh?
Outside storage. Down.
Yeah, they're going to build three buildings that will be inside, but they are going to have some outside. And if you go down Reinhardt Road, there's a mixture of uses of about everything down that road.
Yeah.
And within about, I think it's about 300 feet in Scott that we got industrial park, we got
industrial
storage
park.
Units.
Correct.
Not too far across on the other side, we have storage units, a little subdivision of Deer Park, and you know, it's just a mixture of everything down through there.
Well, this is a different owner than used to have it.
The previous owner, David Young,
yeah,
he worked tirelessly with me to try to subdivide this, build two houses, three houses.
Yeah.
The sewer is too far away.
But
there's
never
a sinkhole back here.
There never was a water line.
Went no water. Line. No. Yeah.
No
it's
water.
Just
there's
he
no
tried
right
every
either.
Which way to
yeah,
get something
right
to develop.
There. Now there's sewer down there at the industrial park.
Correct.
Yeah.
There is sewer there.
Did the sewer go down Sherry Lane?
But it comes in a different way.
Yeah.
Comes in behind.
Comes in behind.
I guess what I was thinking was something, none of my business, but Water District 3 should water right away through that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it would upgrade that property and further property on down there to get down into the, what is that other development?
That's a big one down on the left there.
Yeah, they took over that well, but I think they might want to interconnect it, the one that, well,
I thought they'd already done that with a line that got back up
Eddie,
behind.
They may have. I don't know.
I think they already have done that. I'm not.
You might, as a favor, contact Chance and just see if.
Yeah, I know Chance real well.
Well, I know you do.
Well, are you going to have restrooms or anything on that property?
They didn't say they were going to have any restrooms because there's nobody going to be there. It'll be a card entry.
Yeah, it's going
to
be this kiosk,
yeah.
I think.
You know, they'll rent the units and then.
So will you have a building layout and all that at the
next
meeting?
Yeah, Scott's got one there.
I think we got one. We'll present public hearing. Didn't want to get too far ahead of you.
I actually own the property across the street, so I have sort of a vested interest.
Oh, yeah. Which way?
On the south. On the opposite side. Right there.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Right against Deer Park or Deer.
Well, now, there's water on your side.
Yeah, there's water on the property there.
Yeah, because they put a 6-inch line up there and went back to that other subdivision.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
No other questions?
Yeah.
You got two
tough,
Jay.
May 14th.
Well, I try. Now, if you want to get entertained, you can go over to Stone County because I got one that'll probably have 100 people in the room over there tomorrow night.
You think you'll stay there for 8 o'clock?
Well, the last item I had under communication is we've received a resignation letter from Mr. Randy Hayes. Effective, this is your last meeting. So I want to acknowledge all the effort and time that you put in here with the Planning Commission and appreciate all that you have done. And very happy for you being able to do the retirement thing.
I'm going to miss you. Can I have your chair?
What's his name?
I'm Devin. Yeah. Devin, have you met everyone?
Who is that?
Up here. So Devin Huff is the interim administrator to have voted in, I guess, permanently.
Devin was appointed as the interim administrator to cover for Randy next month until the road and bridge administrator is put in position.
Okay. So you'll be here next month. All right. Welcome.
Well, you ain't getting this chair.
You might be able to have mine.
Anything else to
go before? Till Ron gets elected, then you can have it.
We're at 8 o'clock exactly. Is there a motion to adjourn or any other items to bring before?
Don't have anything.
We've got a motion on the floor, I second.
There wasn't a motion, but
I'll make a motion.
Motion, second. All in favor? Aye.